السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا زدنا علما، اللهم فقهنا في الدين، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما. Inshallah, today we are going to cover ayat 6 to 10 of Surah Al-Baqarah. To do a good tajweed recitation, the main thing you have to remember is you should know where the sounds are coming from and give every letter its due right, the way it is supposed to be pronounced, and inshallah you'll get the ayah correct. So when you hear the recitation, hear it with attention, and then I'll pause and you can recite after that. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. إن الذين كفروا. When you see the noon with a shadda, you connect and you stop. إن الذين كفروا. The ra with a dhamma, we say it's a heavy letter. That means that the sound is very full mouth. You try to curl the tip of your tongue upwards and touch the roof of your mouth. Kafaru. Sawa'un alayhim. When I say sawa'un, hold the mad four harakat, and the hamza is going to end with a noon sound. Sawa'un alayhim. Now the next two letters are Hamza and Hamza. So you have to make sure that you don't connect them, but rather they are separate sounds. A'anzartahum. A'an. You hear the A'an. A'anzar. Dhar, the ra is heavy. When the ra has a sukoon, before that you have a fatha, we say it's a heavy sound. أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم hide the noon sound, keep your tongue down and also hold it to harakat. تنذرهم. You see, the ra has a sukoon or a jazm. Before that, you have a kasra. Then you make it a soft sound. That means keep the tongue lowered for the ra as well. Am lam tunzirhum. La yu'minun. إن الذين كفروا سواء عليهم أأنذرتهم أم لم تنذرهم لا يؤمنون. Ayah 7 starts with the word khatame. Khatame. Repeat after me. Khatamallahu. Khatamallahu ala qulubihim wa ala sam'ihim wa ala أبصارهم غشاوة أبصارهم غشاوة أبصارهم غشاوة. When I say "abba," you see the ba bounces. Abba, you shut your mouth, lips, and then you open it again. Abba, abba, sorihim, gishawa. When you stop on this letter ta marbuta, the little round ta, then you want to put a sukun on it. It will become a ha sound. Gishawa. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَى قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَى سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَى أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. ومن الناس من يقول. When you have the ya come after the noon with the sukoon, you connect it and you hold the sound to harakat. من يقول. The qaf will be two harakat, the lam will be one. من يقول آمنا بالله we say آمنا, hold the noon shadda, and بالله the lamb will be soft. Whenever you have the name of Allah before that you see a kasra or a zair, make the lamb fatha. La بالله. وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين. This hum, you see the meme, and after that you see the letter ba. Whenever you have a meme with a sukoon and after that you see the letter ba, you have to stop on that meme for two harakat. If you are using the Uthmani script, then this meme will never carry a sukoon on top of it. It will always be empty. So that is also another reminder for you to stop for it for two harakat. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ خَادِعُ يُخَا خَافَتْهَا makes heavy sound. We say وِخَا يُخَا يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. This fatha that comes before the word Allah makes the lamb heavy. So lamb fatha now will become law. اللَّهَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ. يَخْ the خَ is heavy. The خَ is always a heavy letter whether it has a sukoon or a fatha or a kasra or a dhamma. So يَخْ يَخْ the mouth will be kind of smaller, your lips are going to draw closer. وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. Give the mad four harakat and the noon you hide it and keep it two harakat long. When I say hide the noon, don't touch the tongue and the teeth together. إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون، يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون. في قلوبهم مرض so we have the meme shadda, so we'll hold the sound and the dod has two dhamma and we are going to hide the noon sound again, so we will not say maradun but maradun, and kind of smile, keep your tongue down because the next alphabet is soft. So that's why we are going to keep the dod, the humming on the dod part softer. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. Here you see أَلِيمٌ, you see a baby meme followed by the letter ba. So just like we did it in the previous verse that we were stopping for the meme for two harakat, we are going to do the same thing here. Press the lips lightly and just hold the sound two harakat on alimum. Bima kanu yakzibun. When you say yak, just try to keep the sound going a little bit on the kaf sukun. Yakzibun. Fi qulubihim maradun fazadahumullahu marada walahum azabun alimun bima kanu yakzibun. So that's the end of today's lessons, ayah 6 through 10. Inshallah, you practice it. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.